Phoenix Audio presents
The Star Report, Substantial and Credible Information, read by David Aykroyd and Tracy Brooks Swope, with commentary by Alan Dershowitz and an introduction by Erwin Chemerinsky.
The issue could not be more significant. Should the President of the United States be impeached? In over 200 years of American history, this is only the third time that there's been serious consideration of the impeachment of a president. It is essential that the public become aware of the charges in evidence so as to decide for itself, did William Jefferson Clinton, the President of the United States, commit impeachable offenses? Long ago, James Madison wrote, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives." For this reason, I applaud the decision by the House of Representatives to publicly release the report of independent counsel Kenneth Starr, so the American people can decide for themselves whether there's a basis for impeachment. The framers of the Constitution intentionally did not put impeachment proceedings in the federal courts, where they would be handled by federal judges, who are largely insulated from politics. The framers instead deliberately put impeachment in Congress, an inherently political body. Never before has a report like the independent counsel's been issued. I say that not just because of its sexual content, but because the independent counsel law is only 20 years old. This is the first time that any independent counsel has submitted a report to Congress that there is substantial and credible evidence that the President of the United States committed impeachment.